early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Good night, Calvin.
Well, it's not going to be a good night for me.
It must be love. Look at Vera. She just hates to see Calvin leave.
So do I. He's the only customer we've had all night.
Might as well lock up, Mel.
Yeah, the only person coming in here tonight would be Jack Cousteau.
Hello?
Yeah?
How do you discourage a man from making physical advances to you?
I don't.
How do I stop him from chasing me just for my body?
Let him catch you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart. You're so wet. Wow.
Mom.
What?
Reuben and Smoother said I could spend the weekend at his house. Is it okay?
Sure. You got your toothbrush?
I got it. Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
All the electricity is off at home. The phone's out, and you got a new water bed.
What does that mean, a new water bed?
The roof's leaking right over your mattress. Bye.
Okay, girls, I shut down the kitchen. Nobody's gonna come in here and eat with this storm.
Don't blame it all on the weather, Mel. Maybe the word leaked out about the food.
I doubt it. People that eat here don't survive long enough to finger us.
Did you shut up everything?
Yeah. Everything that I can shut up.
Mel, kiss my grits.
I get it. Mel's Dinah. Oh, yeah, Calvin. She's right here. Hot lips.
Night, Mel. Oh, Mel, don't get your hair wet.
Night, Mel.
Calvin, please don't say that. You can't do that. Please, Calvin. Calvin? Calvin?
Come on, let's go. Come on, Vera. All ashore that's going ashore. Oh, that's cute. How do you like this little number?
Honey, like the cover of Vogue.
I thought it was more Field and Stream. Come on, Vera, let's go.
Vera!
Vera!
I get her.
Vera! My God, Vera! What? Are you crazy? What are you doing?
She was stuffing pills in her mouth.
What are you talking about? What kind of pills did you take?
It's my business. Just leave me alone.
Vera!
Vera! You spit those out! Spit them out! Run in! Spit them out!
All right, hold it! Now, we're just not going to have this kind of business. Flo and I are in no mood for games, so you just tell us, what kind of pills did you take? Aspirin, right? Tell me, Vera.
It doesn't matter now.
Maybe they were birth control pills. A whole handful?
Yeah, you're right. That's a lifetime supply for Vera. Vera, were they cold tablets? Vitamins? M&Ms? Give here. Give me that first. Here, Alice. Here's the bottle they came in.
What does it say?
Nothing. There's no label on it.
Okay, now, Vera, what's your doctor's name? Vera, honey, we're trying to help you.
It's too late to help.
Here it is, Alice, Dr. O'Neill. Try that number, honey. Vera, why did you take those pills?
Because I'm afraid of guns.
Hello, may I speak to Dr. O'Neill, please? What? Can me speak-o to El Doctor-o? I needo info mucho pronto. Do you speak Spanish?
Honey, actor enchilada. I'm in trouble.
He's out of town. Okay, he's out of town. The fire department.
Yeah, honey, the number's on the wall right there.
Should have done this in the first place. Come on, come on, you guys. Hello. This is Mel's Diner on 4th Street. Yes, listen, we have a very big problem here. We have a girl that swallowed a handful of pills. I don't know. I don't know what kind of pills they are. Okay. It's a capsule. It's like a red and purple beads with a white mark on it. Yeah? How soon can you get here? Well, what do we do until you get here? Hello? 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 It's dead. Okay. They said they'd be here as fast as they can. It's sleeping pills, Flo.
What do we do now?
We walk her. We keep her awake. We fill her with coffee and we walk her.
Good thing we got a lot of Mel's coffee left.
Yeah, honey. This'll keep you awake. In pain, but awake.
Drink this, honey. Now, come on, darling. Drink it. Look, honey. Mm-hmm. Good. One for Flo. And one for Vera. Now, come on, sugar. The coffee's real nice and warm. It'll make you feel real good. Now, come on, honey. Nice coffee for the nice girl. You drink this coffee or I'll part your ear.
Okay, now we gotta get her on a feet. Walk it right.
Ooh, ah!
Where are you going?
This way, Alice.
Oh, always your way.
Now, you sure we're supposed to do this?
Yes, they saw an Ingmar Bergman movie. They gave Liv Ullmann took a whole handful of pills. They walked her around like this.
What happened to her?
I don't know. The movie, they were all speaking in Swedish.
Well, something must have happened.
I told you it was all in Swedish.
Well, what happened?
She banged with a gurnin in the flume.
I'm sorry I asked.
Me too. Oh, and I could kill that Calvin. He doesn't get his way, so he tells her to buzz off, huh?
Alice, she's yawning. Get her some more coffee. Boy, I tell you, we'd get involved with some pistols, don't we, men stink?
What we do to ourselves, huh? When a nice, loving guy does come along, we're never interested.
Well, yeah, you keep hoping. I've been looking all my life for the right guy. Of course, I had a great time with the wrong ones while I was looking.
She's
nodding.
We gotta get her on her feet again.
What? Twinkle toes, here we go. Up, two, three, four. Up, two, three.
Where are those paramedics?
Yeah, on television. They'd be here just like that. Listen, Alex, maybe they're having trouble finding this place. I'm going to go outside and have a look. You hold on to her.
You stay awake, you hear me? Huh? You stay awake. I got this thing about being alone, you know what I mean? You bet you do. You know the thing about you and me? We got a lot in common, you and me. We're a lot alike. Only difference is, I got Tommy, but he dumped me in a minute for the bionic woman. You know the bionic woman? Wake up, Vera, wake up. Give yourself a break, Vera. Stay alive. Because if you stay alive, you know what happens to you, Vera? You get a tomorrow. Oh, Vera, it's the greatest thing ever invented, a tomorrow. It's better than store coupons. And get this, the best part is, automatically, you get a new tomorrow every day of your life. So the odds are with you. Hello? The odds are with you, Vera, that something terrific can happen to you. If you just hang in there. Oh, Vera, you know the great thing about tomorrow? A whole bunch of new boyfriends could come along who won't run out on you. You hear me, Vera? Oh.
But you got it wrong. Calvin didn't reject me. I rejected him.
You rejected him? Oh, Alice, we're in big trouble. That fire department better have a road motor. They're never gonna make it.
What are you talking about?
There's not a car inside out there. The roads are all washing out. Alice, we're all on our own. No!
Vera, Vera, stay awake.
Alice, can you tell if she's still breathing?
No, I can't.
Well, look at her chest. Is it going up and down?
Wait, I'm still looking for her chest. God, if she didn't have a nose, this kid, she'd have no shape at all. Hello. I don't hear a heartbeat.
What?
Shh. It's okay. It was muffled. She's wearing a padded bra.
Listen, Alice, I can't hold her no longer. Let's set her down for a minute.
Come on, sweetheart. Come on, Vera. Wake up. Let me see that Vera twinkle in your eyes. Oh. All right. Get something to prop her head up with.
Where are those damn paramedics? Let me try that phone again.
Vera, let's see the whites of your eyes, kid. Let's go. Whoa, hurry up.
It's getting dark, Alice.
Okay, I got you. Come on, Flo, what's going on?
Oh, it's still dead. Get her on her feet, honey. I'll get her some more coffee.
Let's go. Come on. Okay, come on. Here you go. That's right. Now, you listen to me. You're going to live, you hear me? If you die, I'll kill you. You and Tommy and Flo are my family, and we love you very much, and we need you to live.
Here, honey, drink this. Feeling better now, honey? Vera, who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Good, honey. She's doing better.
Okay.
Sit down, Alice. A cord just for you, too.
Oh, thanks.
Did you really mean what you just said?
What?
About me being part of your family.
Of course.
I always thought you sort of looked down on me.
Where the hell did you get a crazy idea like that?
Well, honey, I know what I am and what I sound like. I ain't exactly Mary Poppins.
Her I look down on. You're a wonderful person, Flo. You're warm and friendly.
My third husband thought I was a little too friendly. Hops!
Okay, all right, let's go. Are you okay?
Vera, what's your horoscope sign, honey?
I'm an Aries.
Good, honey. Alice, do you really love me?
You bet I do.
I love you, too.
You want to pick out furniture together?
Well, then I guess I can tell you something. You remember that wax fruit salesman that come through here from Duluth?
Oh, yeah, Peter Miller,
huh?
Yeah, I wonder what ever happened to him. I had two dates, he never called me back.
Alice, have you ever noticed how much wax fruit I have in my trailer? I sort of told him that you were married and that your husband was built like King Kong.
It's one of the lowest
you
things
said
I
you
heard.
Love.
I know. Boy, oh boy, when it comes to men, you have absolutely no principles, no scruples, no control.
Yeah, ain't I lucky? Boy, Alice, I'm tarter than a one-armed well digger.
Yeah, you sit down. Take the beat.
Whoops.
Funny about rain. Night like tonight, I really miss a man.
Don't matter what the weather, rain, shine, pestilence, or flood, I miss him all the time.
It's working. Maybe it's the paramedics.
Are you crazy? You want a cheeseburger delivered? Well, how do you want it delivered? In a canoe? Rotten. Who? Oh, Father Callahan. I didn't know it was you, Father. Hello? Hello?
Father Callahan.
Well, it's Friday. He shouldn't be eating meat anything. Oh, the phone's working!
Bargain basement, pet supplies, housewares, hardware. Come on, kid, I need to
pee. Alice, they left 4 hours ago. They're having trouble getting through the storm.
All right, come on, let's walk her. Ready?
Ready.
I had me a man, and his name was Mose.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two,
three, four. I went out with a man named Charlie O'Brien. Said he was single, but I knew he was lying. One, two.
Alice, do you think we should give her some more coffee?
She's already had more coffee than Danny Thomas and Joe DiMaggio together. Come on, kid, we're gonna walk her again.
You think you could drag me? Alice, if them paramedics don't get here soon, they better have a king-size stretcher.
How you doing, Vera?
Good.
Not good. Come on, let's pick her up.
I got a better idea. Let's join her. Oh.
Now, you stay awake, you hear me?
I'll get her some more coffee. Oh, we're out of coffee. I'll have to make some.
I've had about 300 cups of coffee. My kidneys are doing the backstroke.
Oh, please. No more coffee. Ugh.
You awake?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I just decided, Flo?
What?
I hate Robert Young and Donna Reed.
What the hell are you talking about?
Those TV shows promised us there was a world without troubles. It doesn't exist, that world. Robert Young would just light up his pipe, solve everything.
Yeah. I wonder what he was smoking.
I could be married to Herbie Millman.
Who?
Herbie, the dentist. Right now, I could be sitting in a three-bedroom house in Morristown, New Jersey. Wall-to-wall carpeting. For that, couldn't a girl put up with a guy with denture bites on his wet hands?
I was looking for the Kodak commercial. You know that one where I'm running through the fields towards Rhett Butler? Nobody told me that along the way I'd have to step in all them cow chips.
Well, the truth is, I didn't settle for Wet Herbie the dentist. And I ain't gonna settle now. I want it all, Flo. For my kid and for me. I'm not gonna be a waitress all my life. Sure gets lonely sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I get lonely, too.
You got more men than Jimmy Carter's got teeth.
I guess I'm looking ahead. I'm afraid of getting old.
Oh, Floey, you'll never get old.
Thanks, sugar, but the other day I looked down and guess what I saw coming out of my sleeve?
What?
My mother's hand.
Would you two stop? You're depressing me.
How you doing, sweet girl?
Oh, I'm sleepy.
Don't go to sleep, Vera. You talk to us now. Come on, stay awake.
Oh, I have such a headache.
Okay.
Vera, honey, what happened? Why did you do all this?
Calvin proposed, and I said no.
Why'd you turn him down, Vera?
Because he's so boring. He has no pizzazz.
Why did you take the pills, Vera?
Because when I rejected him, he shot himself.
Oh, Vera, that's crazy. I don't believe that.
It's true. Sure, you see me as a sexy waitress, but I'm really a heartless killer.
Well, we got here as fast as we could. Oh, here, ma'am, you're going to be all right.
No, okay. Not me. It's her.
Oh, here, ma'am, we're here now. You're going to be all right.
No, not me.
Come help me get a leg. You're going to be all right, ma'am. We're here now. You'll
be okay.
You
never get here.
Oh, what's happening?
Vera!
Calvin.
Vera.
You're alive.
Oh, what happened to her?
Nothing. She just tried to kill herself over you, that's all.
Over me? Why?
Because you were going to shoot yourself.
I tried to, darling. Honest, I took the gun out of the bureau, but I forgot to buy bullets. They were on my shopping list.
She
call me up, I would have been happy to bring you some.
Is there anything I can do to make it up to you?
Yeah. Drop dead.
Sweetheart, I...
God bless you.
Come on, kid. Let's go home. Come on.
Oh,
come on.
Home. Yeah. Bed. Yeah. Sleep.
Good morning, girls. How's everything this morning? Hey, look at this place. What is with all the coffee cups? Come on, what did you do, throw a party last night?
Mel?
Come on, clean up. We open up in 10 minutes. Come on, move it, come on.
Mel?
What?
I'm too tired to say it. Mel, kiss her grits.
Fun.